Hey friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical, yet I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off. Welcome to the Having It All podcast, the show about what it takes to live an abundant, loving life. My name is Matthew Bivens, and each week I'm helping you get out of your head so that you can truly have it all. Let's do it. What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Having It All podcast. I'm Matthew Bivens, your balanced lifestyle coach and transformation specialist. And I am super pumped and excited that you are here today to hang out with me as we're talking about having it all, living an abundant, loving life. And if this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I just got to say welcome. I'm excited because we're going to get into some really great stuff today that's going to help you to really believe and feel that you have it all. So I'm excited for you with that. And if you are a returning listener, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for coming back, for listening, for supporting the show, supporting the mission, all those things. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you could subscribe to the podcast on whatever app that you prefer, that would be awesome as well, and I would be super grateful for that. And if you feel inspired to leave a review or leave a rating, that would be dope also. And I like to read the different reviews here on the podcast. So I do that from Apple Podcasts, but you can leave a review on whatever app that you prefer. So subscribe, rate, review. That would be super, super appreciated. And I don't know if you can feel it, but I'm in a great mood today. I'm sure you can feel it. I'm sure you can tell. I got this big Cheshire Cat grin on my face and my energy is up. And, you know, I've just been counting my blessings. For real, I've been counting my blessings and taking a moment to think about what I'm grateful for. And not just to have it on top of my mind, but to feel it in my heart. And that's been in the midst of all sorts of circumstances. Because it's not like life has been super smooth. I mean, it hasn't. Stuff has happened. So, you know, I want to send out my hopes and prayers to you that no matter what you're going through, no matter what challenges you're facing, no matter how the day started out for you, no matter what's going on in your personal life, your relationship, your job, your health, whatever circumstance you're facing right now that might not be fun, I just hope and pray that you're able to see and feel the blessings that you have all around you. Because they are there. And I don't have to know you at all to know that you've got a lot of blessings. And I found that for myself, when I was not taking moments out to count my blessings, life felt tough, life felt unfair, life felt like it was glass half empty, like the grass was always greener. I would always connect my happiness to something else. But as soon as I started to connect with gratitude regularly and really feel and see what I was grateful for, things shifted. Things shifted for me. And we're in the season of gratitude right now. It's a few days before Thanksgiving here in the US as I'm recording this. And so it was in the spirit of gratitude that I wanted to bring you this episode. This episode is coming from the archives. We're digging back into the archives of the show. I think this is even from year one or year two. And it's called 7 Thoughts on Gratitude You Haven't Heard Before. And gratitude is something that like I was saying earlier, I usually just kind of brush it off. Like, I've heard that, you know, it's important to have a gratitude habit. And when I was a kid, I was taught, you know, be thankful, be grateful. But as I grew up and just life hit me and, you know, responsibilities, gratitude wasn't something that I was doing regularly. But that changed. And it changed as I made a commitment to stopping and pausing and just reflecting on gratitude and then noticing how I felt and how my perspective about my life shifted. Hey, friends. I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical. Yet, I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So, I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And today, I've got a great gratitude practice. 2 times a day, I express my gratitude. First, in the morning, in the bathroom mirror, I'll look at myself, I'll drop some affirmations, and then I'll share some gratitude right there in the bathroom mirror, out loud, right, so I can hear it. And then the second time is in the evening, during dinner. Sarah, Maya, and I will each go around the table and we'll share what we're grateful for. And we try to get real specific, and we try to share at least 3 things. And those practices really, really help me to gain that perspective that I am so blessed and I am so abundant and I have so many things to be grateful for. And so no matter how you practice gratitude, practice it. This is me wearing my coaching hat. Create some sort of gratitude habit. You need to be doing that where you express gratitude. And then you also feel it, because saying I'm grateful for this chair that I'm sitting in is one thing, but saying, you know, I'm so grateful for this chair that's comfortable and allows me to be in a centered space as I'm delivering this podcast message and not have to worry about, you know, my body and how it feels like, that's a totally different way of connecting and feeling the gratitude. And I'll tell you this, every single person that I've met in my life that is genuinely happy, right? Genuinely happy and joyful and peaceful and content with their life, all of them have a healthy gratitude practice. And so what gratitude does is it helps you to really focus on what you do have rather than what you don't have, because it's so easy for us to focus on what we don't have. That's what marketing is for. Marketing says, hey, you'll be happier when you get this car, or when you have this partner, or when you have this, whatever it is. It's like there's a separation. And focusing on what you don't have just exacerbates the separation. And it can make you believe that your happiness and your peace is going to come when you gain whatever thing. I'll be happy when I get that new job. I'll be happy once I finally get a girlfriend. I'll feel more peaceful once this crazy year is over. Oh my gosh, 2020, once it's done, I'll feel more peaceful. What I'm telling you is that gratitude can help you feel those emotions that you want to feel right now. Right now, and not at some time in the future that isn't promised. So in today's episode, I'm going to be giving you 7 things that you probably haven't heard before about gratitude. I want to be talking about tools for helping you form a gratitude habit that lasts. I'll be talking about how gratitude can improve your relationships. I'm going to discuss the power of gratitude to actually flip your mood, to totally flip it 180 degrees, to go from crummy to sunny real fast. I'm going to talk about why gratitude within conflict is more powerful than forgiveness or even acceptance. And I'm going to get into a whole bunch of other stuff as well. And so my intention for you is that after hearing this conversation today, that you will not only view gratitude differently, but that you're going to feel inspired to begin practicing more gratitude in your life. Because I absolutely believe that your world can completely change as a result. So, if you have any thoughts about the conversation today, if you have any questions, any feedback, I would love for you to share them with me. You can do so by emailing me at matthew@matthewbivens.com, or you can go to Instagram. I am at Matthew_Bivens, and you can connect with me there. All right, let's talk about some gratitude. Enjoy this episode, the 7 thoughts on gratitude that you haven't heard before. So much has been written and talked about when it comes to gratitude, and you know that is for great reason. Showing gratitude has measurable effects on your mood, on your health, on your relationships, and even on your bank account, believe it or not. So in no particular order at all, I'm going to share some of my thoughts on gratitude. There's going to be 7 of them, and hence the title of this episode. The first is that gratitude can actually save you money. And I never would have believed that myself if I did not experience it myself. And it is absolutely true. When it comes to your personal finances and budgeting, what I have found is that gratitude creates context, which gives you perspective. So one great thing about gratitude is that it gets you to focus on the things that you do have and not on the things that you don't have. And so when you're being grateful for what you have, you aren't interested in the things that you don't have. It's just pretty simple. It's black and white like that. So like if you're really wanting a new pair of sneakers, you know, you're going through your budget and you're trying to figure out how to make that happen. But at the same time, you're seeing how all of your money is already improving your life. You know, you're seeing your water bills, your energy bills, your electricity, you know, your internet, all of those things are improvements to your life that, I mean, shoot, simply having those things puts you way above a lot of the folks on earth. And that really helps to put things in perspective. So it can save you money because when you're grateful for what you have, you don't want any more because you don't need any more. Therefore, you're not spending your money on things, but you might be spending them on people or experiences. And I'm actually going to get into that later down in the list. So that is the first one. The next one is that I recommend you bookend your day with gratitude. What I mean by that is begin a morning or evening gratitude habit. So it's always a fantastic idea to begin and or even end your day with powerful habits. You know, it really starts you off with energy and puts you in high spirits going on into your day. And when you're able to wrap your day up the same way, that's what I mean by bookending, right? It puts those things at the beginning and the end of your day. It really helps to frame all of the things that end up happening during the day, whether they are desirable or not. So showing appreciation for what you have, who is in your life, for the fact that you have a warm bed to sleep in, you know, when you wake up and then when you go to bed, it really helps to, once again, put things into perspective. And I have a buddy, and he's been keeping a nightly gratitude journal for over a decade. This dude's been doing it for over 10 years. He's been incredibly successful at forming that habit, which I personally have not been. I've tried to do a nightly gratitude habit for years, and I have many journals with a lot of gaps in them, but he's been able to do it. And in those 10 plus years, he has logged over 12,000 moments of gratitude. That's insane. I love it. I think it's awesome. And that'll put a whole lot into perspective. So a quick tip for this is adding your gratitudes to your daily to-do list. So if you use an app on your phone, you know, make gratitudes one of your to-dos each day. Similarly, if you have sticky notes or a notebook that you use, then once again, put that on the top of your list every single day. And if you have a calendar on your computer, you know, if you're using a Mac like me, I think it's called, what was it called? No, it's just called Calendar. Put a reminder in there and have a pop-up appear on your computer or on your phone to remind you each day to be grateful. You know, it can be a mental note or perhaps a physical thing. You know, you whip out that journal and you write down that gratitude. It's just a simple way to let the technology help to keep you accountable to showing gratitude. And that's so great if you're like me and you've just struggled to form that nightly gratitude journaling habit. Next, this is a kind of a out there piece of gratitude, but it's something that was shared with me and it really resonated. And that's simply recognizing that nothing in life happens alone. You don't accomplish, perform, achieve anything alone. And so it's incredibly important to be grateful for all of the people who make your life possible. So it's just from something simple like getting dressed in the morning. You know, somebody had to grow the fibers of the clothes that you're wearing. You know, somebody had to take that material and bring it to a factory. Somebody had to put those fibers together and turn it into clothing, and then take that clothing and move it to the store where you purchased it from. There are so many people that are involved in the process that we take for granted. And, you know, you can think about that for anything, like pumping gas, right? Somebody had to fill up an 18-wheeler, drive that thing over to the gas station, and empty all the gas into the station for you to then pull up and put it into your car. So nothing happens alone. Even if you feel alone, even if you feel like you are alone in this world and you know, there aren't people out there who care about you and who help you. I mean, it's simply not true when you gain a slightly different perspective. So, you know, give gratitude to the people who make your life possible. Next, gratitude can absolutely improve your relationships. So a simple way to do that is just showing your partner gratitude with a little thank you. You know, people who feel appreciated in relationships, they're happier, and that leads to healthier relationships in general. I mean, it's very simple. It's very almost common sense type of things, but, you know, it's not something that we do every day when we get bogged down by all the things that are on our mind, the things that we need to do, all of the stressors and the stuff that just hits us in life when we're not equipped to handle those things. We forget about the little things. And when you're in a relationship, it's those little things that are important, because it's those little things that add up when your partner is beginning to feel neglected. You don't want that, obviously. And if you don't believe me, that gratitude is important in your relationship, then I challenge you to try it for 1 week. Try each day just making it a point to tell your partner one thing new that you're grateful for about them. Use the tip from earlier in the episode about putting it into your calendar or your to-do list, and simply do it for 1 week and email me and tell me if your relationship has not improved in some way. So the next thing about gratitude is that gratitude can help flip your mood 180 degrees. If you're having a shitty day, which we all do from time to time, then an insanely simple way to turn it around is to be grateful. So typically we feel crappy about the things that have happened in the past or the things that we are anticipating happening in the future. And neither of those things are real, but the associated feelings we have with them are completely real. So taking a minute when you're just having a terrible day to make a mental list of all the things you're grateful for in that moment can 100% change your mood, and I'm speaking from experience. So when you're doing this little mental list, start big, right? If you're driving and you're sitting in traffic, I mean, you know, it's the day before Thanksgiving, so maybe you're listening to this in the car. You can be grateful for having a vehicle, for having a vehicle that's going to get you from where you are to where you want to go. You can be grateful for having money to keep that vehicle running, putting the gas, putting the oil. You can be grateful for having a working radio or a working iPod or smartphone, whatever it is that you're listening to this podcast on. You can be grateful for the shoes that are on your feet that are pushing the gas pedals. You can be grateful for the air that's going into your lungs, you know, your ability to drive. I mean, there's folks out there who can't drive. Their body just doesn't work that way. There are so many ways for you to feel grateful. And when you are having that terrible day, just going through the list, I mean, it's insane how, first of all, it's insane how many things that we can be grateful for. And when you really get down to it, just the smallest little thing just can bring the greatest amount of gratitude. And it's crazy about how fast your mood can flip around when you practice gratitude. So again, if you don't believe me, I dare you to try it. Next, let's talk about money. We talked about that a little bit. But this is a different take on money and gratitude. And it's all about spending your money on experiences and not things. You feel more grateful for the experiences you have in your life over the things you have, especially when those experiences are with others and bring you closer to others. So if you want to feel more gratitude in your life, first of all, don't worry about buying things. That's not going to bring you gratitude. Experiencing things can. And then when you actually do sit down and reflect and show appreciation for those things, the feeling for those experiences is going to be greater than the feelings for those things you purchased. The final item on today's gratitude list will ruffle some people's feathers. And that's okay, because it's simply showing you an opportunity for surrender and growth. But if you're really a beast, if you're really just doing it in life, then show gratitude for people who you feel have quote-unquote wronged you. Now, I say quote-unquote wronged because wrong is a judgment word, and you know I'm not about judgment words on this podcast, but it is a paradigm that I've had and I've been working on shifting, and so I think it's one that a lot of people can relate to, that feeling of being wronged, the feeling that someone has done something to you, somebody has caused you pain and caused you suffering. So when you feel that someone has just done you dirty, then you can respond in a number of ways. You know, and some people say that reaching the state of forgiveness is the ultimate goal. To go from a place of really just feeling anger and resentment towards someone to then forgiving them is the ultimate ending point. Some other people talk about reaching acceptance. They say that hitting acceptance is the most elevated level, because at that point, you're no longer plagued by the ill will that you once carried for that person. I think both of those states are awesome. You know, they're much healthier for you to reach than the feeling of anger or resentment and all of that. However, I believe that if you can transcend them, if you can transcend forgiveness and acceptance and reach gratitude, then you've really hit beast level. Now, you might be asking yourself, why would I want to feel gratitude for somebody who has wronged me? I say, great question. If you blame someone for all of the things that they've done to you in life, if you blame them for all the shittiness in your life, if you blame them for all that has happened and all of that, then I believe you need to also give them a credit for the person you needed to become to get over all of those things. You need to blame them for your strength, for your resilience, for your courage. Because without them showing up the way that they did, you wouldn't had to become the person that you became. You know, like they were the fire where your metal was strengthened and hardened. They were the furnace that you went into and you came out stronger. So if you can sit there and say, you've wronged me, you've done me wrong, you've caused me pain, you've caused me suffering. If you do that and then you turn around and walk away without also acknowledging the fact that you had to become a greater version of yourself to heal from those things, then you're missing half of it. You're taking the easy way out. It's very easy to say those things and not practice that gratitude. But you've really reached Jedi level when you can have gratitude, when you can feel and show gratitude to the people in your life who haven't treated you the way that you wanted to be treated. And I know it sounds like something that, you know, is the high-level Zen master. That might be a person who is balancing on their, you know, their fingertip on the top of a mountain somewhere. Like, that's the person who can feel gratitude towards someone who's done them dirty. But it isn't. It isn't. And when you can feel gratitude for somebody that you once had such strong feelings towards, it frees you. It frees you. It really does. It frees you more than forgiveness or acceptance ever will. Ever. Because when you simply forgive someone, you still view yourself as in an elevated place to them, better than them. And I think the same thing can be said of acceptance. I think acceptance, there's still judgment there. You know? But gratitude, when you can say thank you. Thank you for showing up the way that you showed up. Because without that, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to show up the way that I am now showing up in life. Once you've done that, boom, I want to learn from you. So that is my 7 thoughts on gratitude that you probably haven't heard before.
Quick note about the Having It All podcast. I am not a doctor nor a licensed therapist. I'm a guy with a story and a passion for conscious conversation. My thoughts, opinions, and beliefs are my own. So please consult with your doctor or healthcare provider regarding any questions or issues you have related to your personal, physical, or mental health.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved. Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.